This is TNT Sports Podcast. QT Ski, LK. Let's go.
TNT, we back. Yeah. Logging in and see that. Okay. Wins and losses, crazy crosses, holding one. Talking golf and rolling one. Got me coughing every weekend, so it's often. And I'm dropping every week. Name the topic, we can speak. From the Rockets to the Heat. Well, the Rockets to the net. Slick weird, big beard. On my James Harden flex. No one came as hard as this. Watch me Shannon sharpen it. I depart like marking this. TNT, that's a T with a hyphen. ENT, if you type and see in me, that's a like.
Next to the max, like I'm Stephen A. Tag me in your subject. TikTok, Facebook, Gram, or Twitter page. Tell me who you loving. Big discussions for you, sport or hollis. Jackie Moon, Tropics, Waddell in Oakland, straight 30 bobbing. Tommy Brady pockets, who had drunk up in the party. Toss Lombardi, get it started. Mardi Gras Mike, can't be guarded. My new spicy like New Orleans. Whether local, national, or foreign, we get it. Working overtime, cafe do mine with the coverage. I'm on you at
no
the line.
No one came as hard as this. Watch me Shannon sharpen it. Okay. I depart like marking this. TNT, we back. Logging in and see that. Wins and losses, crazy crosses, holding one. Talking golf and rolling one. Got me coughing every weekend, so it's often. And I'm dropping every week. Lane the topic, we can speak.
Now tune into TENT Sports Podcast with Terrence Bennett.
Get the latest
sports all day, every day.
Bring it in now.
Let's get it.
Good morning. This TNT Sports Podcast, episode number 136. And this morning I have somebody that I've been knowing for a little while, man, a Jamaica resident. I got my guy Glaister on the show with me. Glaister, what's going on with you?
I'm doing great, my friend. I'm doing awesome. So how are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good, man. I'm glad to tap in with you, man. How's everything going?
Good. Things are going good so far, man.
Great.
It's just been a local election in Jamaica. You know, things been buzzing, you know.
Cool, man. So can you tell my people a little bit about yourself?
Repeat for me?
Yeah.
I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Can you tell my people a little bit about yourself?
Yes, definitely. Yes, so I was born and raised here in Jamaica from a local community in Westmoreland. Okay. That's on the western region of Jamaica. I'm from Sagamore. And growing up, it was very nice, you know, going to the river, my friends, you know, fishing. We used to go in the deep bush and we used to shoot birds. It was fun, man. Life was good without all those technology and stuff.
Yeah.
Life was great, man. Yeah, my life was great, bro. And food was all natural.
Oh, like, yeah, back then. Sure. Yeah, y'all should shoot birds.
Yeah, man. We shoot birds, man. Yeah, man. We used to have some nice stuff. We used to shoot, like, pigeons and P-dubs and some birds called, like, ball plates, you know?
Man, that's great.
Yeah.
That's cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, back in those time, man, we used to bring our the pockets of salt and black pepper with us, you know, and we have a little match. We shoot the bird, peel him up right away, season it, and put it on fire, roast it, and then eat it.
Man, that sounds good.
Yeah,
that sounds real
great,
good.
Man. Life was great.
That sounds good, man. But Before we get started, though, man, I just want to say, man, me and Glaister go way back, man. Glaister took care of us when we was in Jamaica for our honeymoon, and the second time we went up there with our family, and my brother and his and our friends. So, man, Glaister always took care of us, so we kept in contact, man. So, like, let me get Glaister on the podcast, and everybody know I love Jamaica anyway. So, like, let me get get Glaister on here, talk about Jamaica living, man, and how it is out there and stuff, man. Cause that, like I said, everybody know I love Jamaica, man. So, what's going on in Jamaica right now, man?
Yes, yeah, man. And growing up, and back then, we used to, like, play, like, football.
Yeah.
They don't call it soccer. It's football.
Yeah.
Leather. Call it leather. It's rough. Yeah. Back then as kids, man, it was nice to even time. Yeah, you know, we play soccer, you know. Yeah, sometimes we even play soccer in the streets, man. Oh,
yeah.
My God, it was so fun back, like, back then, you know, we group up and team up, you know. And funniest thing, man, it was so nice. Back then, we broke a neighbor's window. Oh, my God, we were running.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Nice, man. But nowadays, it's much, much different, you know. Technology has gone a long, long way, you know. Things are not the same again, you know.
Yeah.
People are more focused on technology, you know. Nobody has the time again to spend with old friends, you know.
Right.
Go down that memory lane, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it's the same thing here, man. You know, back then, we used to be outside playing all the time, you know, just different things. But now, like you said, technology take over everything. So everybody pretty much inside now. It's not like back then. So, I mean, I think that's the same thing to go around the U.S., man, as well, man. But, yeah, going to football, though, man, like, it's competitive up there. Like, y'all really love football. It's not like football that we thinking. Football and soccer up there with the, you know, F-U, the F-U-T-B-A-L. I spell it right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Football. For sure, yeah, and you know, everybody know I'm a big Bob Marley fan. You know, that was his thing. He loved football, you know, and so that was, it was crazy. Right. So, what was that like playing that down there, man? Because like I said, I see, you know, the competitiveness, the compete, you know, people competing about competing against football up there, man. It's a game changer up there, man. So, what was that aspect like playing that up there? Like, what was the competitive nature of it?
Yeah, the competitive nature of it, man. So you know, it was like a big thing, a rivalry. You know, like back then it was like our street versus the other street. You know, like lane section, that side of the scheme where I'm from versus that other side. You know, it's always a rivalry, man.
Yeah.
We even cause some serious fights. We even fight.
Right.
We're throwing blows, man.
Punching it out,
like men, real men. And then we punched out and play some more ball again.
Right.
It was rough,
man.
Rivalry was hardcore, man.
Man.
It was just for fun, but we take it very serious.
Oh, for sure, man. I heard some stories, man. Like I said, I watched everything Bob Marley, man. They talk about how the competitive nature of it is, man. Like they were, you know, the fighting and everything. Just it was just that competitive. So it's like football here for us, but like really football for y'all. So it's really competitive nature. Have you ever got kicked before?
Oh yes, oh yes.
Yeah, I bet that hurt.
Like after a rough game, you know, we basically when we go home, man, oh my God, crying all night, oh my foot, Jesus, it's crazy tonight. You can actually hear your next door, your best friend crying for his leg.
Right, right. Yeah, that mean, and the speed is crazy, man. Just to sit there and watch the speed of the game up there, man. Like y'all really into it, man. It's like
it's
up and down the field. You know? Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So how
but as I said
go ahead.
But as I said, like all the persons like back then, everyone has doing their thing, they're too busy now, you know, we don't link up that much often again, you know. Things has changed, man.
Yeah.
Make us not the same again, man. Yeah, not the same again.
You know how that goes, man. Everybody grew up. You know, everybody going their separate ways. Now you know how that go.
Yeah, separate ways, man, and everything. Everyone's doing their own thing, which is very good. But you know, it's nice when we could all link up more often. You know, go down that memory lane, man.
Yeah,
good.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, it probably mean more once you know you take a break from somebody for a while, and y'all come back and link up for something that y'all grew up doing, which is dope. So make it more meaningful, I think, man. But yeah, man, just. Cause I mean, I try to explain to people all the time, man, about football. I like what they play in Jamaica. They ask me questions about Jamaica. Like, you know, I love going, but you know, they ask me questions about it, like how they play football. Like, it's not football what you're thinking. It's soccer. It's totally different.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not what you're thinking. So they think soccer is soccer, but football is soccer. So
yeah,
and it makes more sense.
Like different, you know, because some people can't afford sneakers like back then.
Right.
Like it's barefoot. You know, that's a rough one.
Yeah. And it makes sense too, though, why they call it football, because it's football. You're kicking with a ball at your foot. I don't know where football come from here in America, with the name of it anyway. But yeah, football, you're kicking a ball with your foot, so it makes sense. But man, how you felt about Bob, man? Like, with you being from Jamaica, man, I'm from the U.S., but I love Bob. What was your, how you grew up on Bob? Like, did you love Bob as well, Bob Marley?
Yeah, man. Yes. I was basically growing in the household. It's eight of us siblings, you know. So, like, my dad, he was a cop, you know, and my mom was a house mom. So,
yeah.
You know, our upbringing was very, you know, disciplined.
Yeah.
Very disciplined. Right. Yeah. Like, only on Sundays, we all sit around the table and he was playing, like, all the Bob Marley.
Yeah.
So, we know all his songs and everything, you know.
Yeah, man.
So it was very nice, man. Growing up, man, it was very rough, but it was manageable. You know, it was nice. Rough is actually comfortable, like back then. You know, that's what we're used to.
Yeah, I know.
We didn't have nothing that much like growing up, man. But we always like listen to Bob Marley and stuff. You know, everywhere you go, you hear his music. You know, it's a big influence in Jamaica. He had a big influence.
Yeah, man.
You unite as one, man.
Right. Yeah, his music play a big part, I think, man. Like, you can be stressed out, but you turn on Bob, you know, it gets you calm. For his music to still be playing, even to this day, touching people, it's crazy.
Even to this very day. His music, it's still rocking, man.
Yeah, still
anywhere rocking. You go and his music play, everyone stops.
Yeah.
Just listen and get the grooves on, you know.
Yeah. But at the resort up there, man, you know, I thought he had the Bob Marley drink, you know, I'm thinking it's gonna be it got the colors or whatever. I'm like, man, it's a pretty drink, man. It's nice looking, man. I'm thinking it'll be kinda sweet, but that thing it was crazy. It was strong. I'm like, man, what is this?
It's strong, man. Anything that has to do with like Bob Marley, man.
Yeah.
It has to be strong. It's something that's gonna hit you to relax your nerves, you know. Meditate
a bit. Yeah. I mean, I drank all of it, of course. I drank all of it, man. But don't let the color fool you. Don't let the little nice colors fool you.
Don't let the color fool you, man.
Yeah, don't let the color fool you.
It's colorful. It must taste good. It does, but trust me, it's very strong.
Yeah.
It's going to hit you.
Yeah, man. I mean, that drink, man. I drank all of it, though, man. I'm going to let it pump me and then, but it did its job for sure. But I think I drank like two or three of them. Yeah, man. But like I said, don't let the color fool you. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's a nice color, man.
Man, yes, sir.
But what's been going on in Jamaica, man? I know they're trying to say it's a travel advisory, which I feel like it's a travel advisory here in the United States, man, because we got so much stuff going on here, man. So what's going on in Jamaica right now, man?
All right. So let me tell you this straight truth. I'm going to be plain.
Keep your hand.
All right. So basically in Jamaica now, so what's going on is like people that grew up with each other, like from kids that coming up, they do their thing and work and make their money, you know.
Yeah.
All type of way. They sell their cultivate in the hills, you know, marijuana. Some of them, you know, we call them scammers. Some of them even take up the phone and make phone calls, you know, scamming, you know.
Yeah.
So what they do, they take all their money and use it and form gangs. They buy guns, everything.
Right.
Yeah. And they, like, start making their money, you know. That one feels like he's in control, so it's like turf war, rivalry now. So I have the most money, the bigger gang. So they're clashing with each other, and they're basically friends from day one.
Man,
just turn enemies. So that's about it, man. Which everywhere we go in the world, you always have things like that.
Oh, for sure.
It's like a norm everywhere.
Sure.
You always have gangs everywhere in the world, but otherwise from that, you know, they shoot at their one. They shoot at like each other and stuff, man. But otherwise from that, Jamaica is pretty much okay, man. Nobody will see you and like, hey, give me everything. No. No, man. It's not like that, man.
Right.
Social media has ruined everything.
For sure.
They paint a bad picture of Jamaica.
Sure.
No one will see you and like, hey, stick up, don't move, I will shoot you. No, not like that.
Right.
Tourists are the safest person in Jamaica than even the locals themselves. I can tell you that.
Yeah. God no.
Because I saw some videos of like some tourists randomly, they go in our community, man, and I'm telling you, they just walk in.
Yeah.
And all the gangsters acknowledge them, welcome them. It's like a dad and a son. Hey, daddy. Hey, hey, look at my toy. Isn't it awesome? And like, of course, I was like, it's a nice gun. I'm like, oh, shit. Tourists are the safest person in Jamaica. They're welcome in every way, man. They could go anywhere. But me, if I do that, that's trouble.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. I might be out of that air in the body bag when they're alive and out dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember we were down there, man. It was the second time we came down, and we was all like, I think we went somewhere. I forgot where we went, man. And it was just us there, and we didn't get bothered by nothing. Like everything was cool. I mean, we was the only ones down there for real. But I never had no bad experience, man. Like I said, y'all took care of us up there, man. And
yes, man.
Yeah, I mean, you made me look real good. You made me like a superstar, though, man. I'm going to tell you that. Glacier made me look like a superstar, you and Melissa, man. So I appreciate y'all, man. We had a good time. Still, got to get back down, though, man, for sure.
Yes, sir.
Well,
yeah, man. And,
go ahead.
All right. So I'm going to tell you a bit more now.
Go ahead.
Yeah, man. All right. So now, everyone's always asked, what is it like working in Jamaica?
Okay.
Working in Jamaica is chaos. So hard.
Yeah.
The cost of living is insane.
Really?
Picture this. Oh yeah. All right. So we're getting paid $3 an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
And in your state, you're getting like $10, right?
Yeah.
And the minimum wage here, it's way, way below. Yeah. And our money is garbage. Like our currency is nothing.
Right.
So they're basically like paying us like $3 an hour.
Man.
Yeah, and cost of living, and it's just crazy, man. It's crazy. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, you can't do, man. Yeah. I mean, they have situations like the United States, but not like that. But that's a whole different caliber, right there.
Yeah, a whole different caliber, man. People always ask like, what is it like working in the tourist industry? I'm like, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Like the private investors, they come in, they don't treat the locals that doing the job, they don't treat them good.
Right.
I can tell you. They pay us whatever they feel like. You know? It's like a handyman thing, you know.
Yeah.
Come on, mow my lawn for me, you know. Here's a dollar. Go. That's your pay. Just take it.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. It's
crazy. That's how they treat us. They don't treat us good.
Yeah, that's crazy because me and my wife had this. Yeah. We used to call my wife boss lady or whatever, man. But
Boss lady, man.
Yeah, he called her boss lady. But yeah, we had this conversation. We was in Mexico not too long ago, man. And we were talking about how people come from the States and go to these places and buy up stuff and, you know, treat the locals like crap. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, man.
It's crazy how they do that. True, so, I mean, yeah. Because I was like, if I ever had a business or something or. You know, I want to do right by the locals because, you know, you're going to need them at the end of the day because they know the place better than I would. So that's just the way I look at it. So, but yeah, we just had that conversation. So it's funny that you brought that up, honestly.
Yes. Yes, right. And trust me, and I don't really blame the foreign investors. I blame the government.
Yeah, for sure.
Not backing for the people, you know, not defending for the people.
Sure.
Yeah, I back the government 100% because they are the ones that put them there in the first place to give employment, but there should be some guideline and policies saying like, hey, you pay them this, pay them that. But no, they're all paid off some big money to keep your mouth shut and never pay no mind, you know.
Right.
Just keep a blind eye to it. But because the investors are giving them some big money. All these companies in Jamaica giving their government some big money for themselves.
Yeah.
And then now the government give them people to work. And they pay the people like whatever they want to pay them.
Yeah,
I'm just sad, man. The government's not backing for the people, you know. No form of defense for the people.
Yeah. And that's why that is sad. And I always try to tell people, man, like when you go to these places, man, make sure you try to tip. Make sure you tip. For sure, tip. Because like I said, man, one thing I live by, Glacier, man, I always put myself in people's shoes, man. Like, what if that was me? So I would want somebody to tip me as well and do stuff like, so I encourage people to tip, because you never, these people work hard, you know, they work very hard for a little nothing.
Oh, yeah, man.
So, I always encourage that, man, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always put yourself in somebody else's shoes. That's my tactic. That's what I use, and, you know, just put yourself in that.
That's so true, man.
For sure.
And you're very generous, man. So, and I could tell everyone this. Terrence is a generous guy. He's a great tipper, I can tell you.
Thank you.
Very, very honest tipper, man. Yeah, he's solid, man.
Oh, man, shit. Like I said, hey, you deserve it. Look, man, you took care of us out there, man. You took care of us. Like I said, you made me look good when I brought my brother and his wife and our other friends up there, man. You made me look good, man. You made me look like a superstar. So you deserve everything you get, brother.
Honestly, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. How Melissa doing?
Yeah, man. She is doing great, Terrence. She's doing awesome, man.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, she's doing awesome, man. We're still here, but I will be leaving shortly, maybe by end of the month to April, somewhere there.
Yeah.
I'm going to venture off to another resort, a new one that's opening. So.
Yeah, maybe tell me about that.
I'm stepping out of the Hilton for a bit, you know.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. And like I said, Melissa was another one. Melissa made us at home as well, man. So shout out to Melissa as well, man.
Yes, I will, man. I will.
Yeah, definitely, man.
I will. Definitely.
But yeah,
I must touch on another topic too. I must touch on another topic. Oh my God, it just slipped me.
Get
my
it.
Talking slipped, but I will eventually reach there at the end of the conversation.
Okay.
So that's what's going on, man. So pretty much Jamaica is safe, guys. I could tell you from my experience, Jamaica is safe. They don't harm tourists. It's local.
Just
like in your state, you have like some area that you must not go. It's
for sure.
It's gang rhythm, you know.
Oh, for sure. I know
it's
a lot
same
of
way
them.
Here. Same way here.
Exactly. Everywhere.
But fortunately, tourists though, they can go anywhere.
Right.
It's like the guys that are like happy to see them. You know, they come, they do their interview. Have you ever watched the Ross Kemp video? The Ross Kemp?
Yeah.
Oh, you need to watch that. All the biggest gangs in Kingston, he meets with them.
Yeah, I saw a book.
You, man,
I saw a book.
His gun. Hey, just take a look at my gun. Isn't it cool?
Man.
I'm like, oh, no. I never seen this in my life.
I don't want that. No. Man, I never got a chance to go to King, cause I wanted to go to 56 Hope Road, man. I wanted to go see Bob House, man, but I never got a chance to do it yet, man. What Kingston
yes,
like?
You gotta see it, man. It's nice, man. The environment is nice. And a lot of marijuana. It's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
That place is lit with marijuana, man.
Yes, sir.
That's a high house.
That's another story, man. I was at the resort, man, chilling. I was at the, I was on the beach in the cabanas. And one of the dudes that was cleaning the beach came to me and said, cause I've been talking to him the whole couple of days or whatever. He remembered me from last time as well. And he was like, T, you want that Bob Marley? I like, all right. I'm thinking it's a drink or something. I like, bet. You know what I'm saying? And he like, here you go. I like, oh, this Bob Marley. Yeah, so it was the weed. I like, oh, man. I guess so. Yeah, man. But that. Yeah, definitely. I gotta go to 56 Hope Road, man. I gotta go see that, man, and feel that energy, man, as well. But where is Kingston? And the story of the Kingston with the government and the violence they had, especially in Bob's, how we had the peace concert and things like that. So what's Kingston like? I never got a chance to go to Kingston. All
right. Yeah. So Kingston is like the biggest city in Jamaica. It's basically the capital, and it's very nice. You know, like as I said, like. For me, I cannot go to like certain areas, but tourists can.
Right.
Yeah. Once you're a tourist, you're welcome. But for me, it would be an issue like it's like checking me out all the time.
Yeah.
Why are you doing here? You should not be here. You know, but certain areas, it's a no-no for me. But for you guys, you're welcome everywhere. Yeah. You can go anywhere, man. You're untouchable.
Right.
I'm telling you, no one would mess with any tourist, man, in Kingston. And Kingston, living in Kingston, it's pretty much a hustle and bustle. It's the city, so you know, lots of commune, commuting, and it's just hustle and bustle, you know. Yeah. It's nice though, very nice. Lots of restaurants, shopping, bars, you know, corner shops, you know, liquor store. It's very nice, very nice. The ambience is nice too. Give you a real, real Jamaican experience. Yeah.
Yeah. So have you been to 56 Hole Road?
Repeat for me.
Have you been to 56 Hole Road, Bob Marley House?
Yes, yes. I went there a few times, man, and it's nice, man.
Man,
like,
I got
as I said, it's like a high house. Marijuana everywhere. The cake, the drinks, the tea. Oh my God, they offer you everything just to make you high.
Man, it's like a good time. Oh
yeah, man, the brownies, man. They had some brownies. Oh my God. Oh, it almost knocked me out, man. I tried so man. I was stoned. I couldn't feel my feet, man. I was looking after there. They feel like
No, man. But another topic I also want to touch on, man, the health there, man, like the longevity of life in Jamaica, man. Cause I see people that's in their 90s and 100s. A lot of it up there in Jamaica, man. Y'all food is organic, man. You know, like yes, I said, I follow Bob. I follow Rohan Marley. You know, I watch his little thing he had on. If you check it out on YouTube, it's called Taste of Marley. He talk about the whole organic stuff. You know, he Rastafari.
Yes.
So he,
yes.
You know, he 70% vegan. He only eat fish or whatever. Yeah. All organic food, everything from the ground.
Everything is basically almost fresh.
The right.
Food in Jamaica is almost fresh.
Right.
Like for example, right now I want to cook. I have like at my yard now. I have banana tree, ackee, everything. I could just go pick them, boil, cut some bananas. You know, all freshly cooked. Everything. I picked it right off the tree.
Yeah.
Everything is there, man. Everything is there.
Yeah. Everything for sure. Everything is fresh up there, man. For sure, man.
Fresh food, man. No fertilizer. The only thing I do is throw more dirt on this, you know, just keep adding more topsoil.
Yeah.
And mold it up and keep the land very fertile and lots of water.
Yeah.
Just water it like every evening.
Yeah.
Constant water. Yeah.
And that's the crazy thing. Like I said, just what you put in your body plays a big part, man. Y'all, you know, I seen people up there in Jamaica, they be in their 80s looking young. Because of what they put in their body.
Man. Fresh, man.
Yeah, man. And even...
So basically, we don't eat like lots of junk food. No, we like to boil our food, steam it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or to do that. Or jerk it.
Yeah, jerk it, for sure. And just the
like
meat...
jerk chicken, you know, it's all natural.
Man, don't even remind me about jerk chicken.
That's good, man. Yeah,
I don't want to talk about jerk chicken. Man, I be trying to make that myself, man. But, just everything so fresh, man. Like, cause you know, here in the States, a lot of stuff is processed or whatever, man. And, you know, which causes a lot of counselors. You know, I'm 35 years old, finna be 36. I got people that I know that's my age look like they 50, you know, just off what they put in their body.
Exactly.
And I'm on a journey now. Just I like to eat organic and raw stuff, man. Like,
yes, man.
I don't want to, you know, I don't want to try to take in stuff. And I want to start going more to farmer markets instead of going to grocery stores because everything is.
Right.
Pesticides and stuff like that. So,
fertilizer and stuff.
Yeah, so I follow Rohan, so I try to get advice on that. So I try to try to tackle that,
man.
Y'all food, it tastes totally different because the chicken even tastes different. The goat,
free-range chicken,
the
no
fish,
added, nothing.
Yeah, the fish, everything freshly caught, man. So it's a totally different taste. And it's not so filling either, because food here, you get full quick because it's plumped up and processed to last longer, you know. That's the journey I'm on right now, trying to tackle more organic foods and raw foods and stuff like that.
So like in my upbringing in Jamaica, man, like every summer we go by our grandma's house, because all of our cousins there, all the generation of cousins are in that big, like it's a big yard, but different houses on it. Like my granduncle house, my grandma house is there, my aunt's house is there, my uncle's house is there. So it's like, we call it big yard.
Yeah.
We all jam. Yeah, we all jam. and it's nice, you know, like back then, you know, we used to cook and grandma cooked, man, a big pot, lots of food in it, man. Yeah. Yam, banana, dumpling, you know, ackee, saltfish.
Right.
Fish, she makes best a fish soup. We call it like fish tea. We call it fish tea in Jamaica. Hey. They put the fish, season it, and make it like a soup. Like, it's nice. Oh, my God, it's so nice. And managed water, man. They use the goat head and the goat belly.
Come on, goat head.
Oh, yeah, man. Goat head soup.
Goat head. Man.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
What a... Man, that's crazy. Goat head.
Yes, yeah, man, yeah. It's nice, man. Oh, yes, man.
I'm down to try anything.
What they do to add some flavor to it. I saw her, like, back then, she always have this little jar of rum.
Man.
She have rum soaked in pimento. She poured it so it... They give add flavor to the soup. Oh my God,
man,
that's so good.
That's another topic we're gonna jump on too. The wrong part of it, man. But do you like Dr. Fish?
Maybe?
The Dr. Fish. Do you like Dr. Fish?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Dr. Fish, man. That's what they always put in those stuff. Man. Dr. Fish.
See, yeah.
In the fish tea, the fish soup.
See, I know a little bit. I may not know a lot, but I know a little bit.
What's going on, man?
I know what's going on. I know.
You know a little bit.
I know a little bit.
You're good.
I know a little bit, man. But to the, it's a rum that y'all got. I can't think of the name of it. I'm trying to see if I can find it. But it's a rum. What is it? I don't know. But it's a rum of the Appleton. Appleton rum.
Appleton.
Yeah, so.
Oh, Appleton. Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's here. It's in the States now. It just got into the States.
Awesome.
So I went and bought some of it, man, because I already went through a bottle or two already. I went to get another one. But yeah.
Let me give you a joke.
Man, I don't even drink none of my other stuff, man. Like that rum itself is great. And when I found it, I was like, man, it's here. So I was like, man, I had to get it.
It's my like day off day. And my friends called me like, hey G, what you doing, man? You're coming to meet us. When I went there, early as the morning is. The guys have Ray and Ned be drinking. Like
yeah.
Three bottles. Like five of us. I'm like, oh no, I'm not gonna die today.
My thing with
Ray and Ned is the strongest rum. They call the white rum in Jamaica.
Yeah.
That hits you, you're done.
Yeah, I know about
the
white rum.
You're staying wasted.
It's a brand of white rum I saw too. It's like a yellow paper on it, like yellow.
Yes. Cold.
What's the name of that one?
That's a serious rum, man.
Yeah. Matter of fact,
I call it like jet fuel.
I'm getting something this weekend. I want it. But yeah,
it's
man.
Jet fuel, trust me.
Yeah.
Anytime you come to like a resort in Jamaica or anywhere, just ask for it.
Oh.
You're gonna get your money's worth.
Oh, for
that
sure.
That is gonna stone you, put you down to sleep.
That's the goal, man. A dog. That's the goal, man. If you know me, I like to have a good time, man. Responsibly. But I like to have a good time.
That's poison, man. That's
yeah,
poison.
Man. I like that at the time for sure, man. But the Appleton rum, man, I make a mean rum punch with it. Like, I can make a mean rum punch with it.
Appleton has a mean kick to it, man.
Yeah.
It's very serious.
And also, I mix it with lemonade, too. I'm a lemonade connoisseur, but it's only certain type of lemonade I'm going to drink. Like, so it got to be like fresh, squeezed home lemonade for me to mix it with the
yes.
Appleton. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. And I gave my brother some when he came up to my house, and he's like, this y'all good. Like, so.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so man. Yeah, so
lemonade is nice, man. Worse, like if you have the lime and you kind of rub it a bit until it gets a bit soft, because our limes are very small. They're different. They're not used like the one that you guys have. You know.
Yeah.
They're very small, much smaller, and it's full of flavors.
Yeah.
You might be so surprised how many juices you could actually get out of one lime in Jamaica.
Man, it's crazy.
They're very small. Yeah.
That's crazy, man. And all. Yeah, man. Going back to the fruit part of it, man, like, I think I asked Melissa to bring me some mangoes or whatever, because she's like, y'all need some? I'm like, hey, yeah. can we get some mangoes or whatever? So you bought some mangoes. It was like, what, one, two, six, seven of us, man. We slaughtered the mangoes. She gave us two big plates of mangoes. They were the best mangoes I ever had in my life, man. I'm like, man.
Mangoes, man.
They were the best mangoes.
I have some good memories with mangoes. You know, like, growing up, man, like, we used to have, our neighbor have, like, mango trees, and those type of mangoes are called East Indian.
Yeah,
they're the best mangoes. But the tree is very tall, and we were like 8-9 years old. Oh my God, we're up in that tree.
Yeah.
We swinging from limb to limb, eating mangoes like a monkey, man.
Man, funny. I'd be swinging too, eating them mangoes. I'd be like a monkey. That mango is good.
We have no shirt on. We just romp in the tree. So because we're good climbers then.
Man, the mangoes are good. The mangoes here in the United States don't have nothing on the mangoes up there. Matter of fact, just not even mangoes. Any fruit. None of the fruit touching on the fruit there, man. And I want to try the Jamaican apples, though. I ain't get a chance to ever do that. The Jamaican apples, man. They weird.
We climb like apple trees like back then. But apple tree is trees in Jamaica now. They're full of the wasps and stuff. Like back then when we were kids, not much. Just few beehive in it.
Yeah.
Beehive is dangerous in those trees. They like those trees.
Yeah.
Yeah, like growing up back then, you know. Yeah, lots of bee sting and stuff like that. You know? Eyes are look Chinese and stuff, you know.
Yeah, man. Man, so Blazer, man, what's something you like to cook, man? Cause I know last time you said you be cooking. You ain't told us nothing yet. What you cook? What you like to cook?
All right, yeah, man. I like to cook. I like to steam fish.
See, okay.
Okras. I use escallions, onions, garlic. But what I normally do, I have a small blender. I put all my seasoning and blend it.
Yeah.
And I cut the fish. And stuff the seasoning in it, the liquid seasoning, wrapped in foil paper, and put it on a nice little sheet. We call it a tin sheet.
Okay.
Something like iron, but wide. And we steam roast it on it in the foil.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. That's what I love to cook. And I love to brown stew chicken too.
Gotcha, man. Yeah. Man. Yeah. So you chef it up a little bit. You chef it up
really good. Figure it out, man. Lots of flavors, man. I blend the seasoning right up. I pour it all over the fish. Stuff something in it.
Yeah, and that's
and then I wrap it in foil paper. I put it on the tin sheet on the wood fire or whatever, and that thing is bubbling, man. Good.
Man. Yeah, that's another thing, man. I see that y'all mix y'all seasonings in a blender, like a liquid type seasoning, and y'all put it on I do a lot of that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
I got
what we do, man.
Blender or
seasoning.
Yeah. I got to see that link, man, a Rohan show on YouTube, man, on Taste of Modern, man. I think you'll like it. It's dope. But yeah, man. It's dope, man. But y'all do y'all thing, though, man. It's more than just a beautiful place, man. I think it's peace, man, because I felt like no stress, nothing up there when I was up there, man. It just the cabanas.
No stress, man.
Yeah, man.
Just enjoy yourself.
Yeah, man. I ain't have no worries, man. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Cause my wife, boss lady, as you call her, you know, I got back from Jamaica. I'm just Jamaica'd out. Like I had Jamaica. I had all my Bob Marley shirts. All the reggae playing. I just had everything, man. Like a Bob Marley bobblehead. Crazy thing. When I was in Jamaica, man, I got so drunk. I bought a Bob Marley bobblehead, and I kept, like, singing his song, shaking the bobblehead, man. And she was looking at me like I was crazy, man.
I must tell all your fans and listeners, man, they need to come to Jamaica and enjoy themselves.
For sure.
Do not follow the advisory. Forget that.
Yeah.
Everywhere is bad in the world. So why you're tarnishing a country?
Yeah.
Social media, man.
Yeah, so man.
Just come and enjoy yourself, guys. Jamaica's nice.
Man, look. I ain't want to leave. I never want to leave.
Come and enjoy yourself. Eat some jerk chicken. Drink some rum. Party. Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Just have the time of your life.
Time of your life for sure.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I don't be want to leave, man. I tell you. matter of fact, one of my friends, he was like, man, I'm trying to miss the flight. I'm trying to miss the flight, man. I ain't trying to go back, man. It's just it's a good environment, man. Like you said, despite wherever we at, you know, it's bad everywhere. You know, everywhere you just got to keep your eyes open and well at all times, no matter where you at. Even in New Orleans, same thing. You know, you got to keep your eyes open. That's all. That's all you can do. You can't live in fear.
Yeah, but let me give you a bit of a history, too.
Go ahead.
About some experience I have with some celebrities.
Go ahead.
I work for a few.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you're one. But I work from... But in the past, before I was at Hilton, I was at this place called Triumph. It's like
Okay.
All private villas and condos and stuff like that. It's beautiful, man. It's a, I do these 2,300 acres of land.
Okay.
It's huge. Lots of villas there, man. It's luxury.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was working there at the apartment the same way, man. I'm telling you, man. And one day, I got an email on my phone. The owners for the villa, the email told me that a PD was coming.
Yeah.
Mr. Sean Combs. That's his right name. Sean Combs.
Oh.
Yeah. And he stayed at our villa that I was working at the time.
Yeah.
And, oh my God. That guy, he's so funny, man. He's cool as hell.
Yeah.
I didn't expect him to be so cool, because I heard all the, you know, people saying this about him and that. But
yeah.
In person, man, I'm not the judge. I want to meet you first, then I judge.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I don't like to judge, so. But to my experience, man, with him, that guy's awesome.
That's cool.
And he's straightforward. Yeah, like, just like you would tell me straight up things the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, he will hit you in front of your face and just tell you the truth. Drop a bombshell. But he's fun, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I work for Alicia Keys, too. She's nice.
Oh, man, that's dope.
She's nice, man. Yeah, man, I work for her at the same villa, too. Yeah, nice, man. Usain Bolt, man. That guy, funny. The party guy.
He seemed like he funny, bro.
Oh, my God. That guy, he want to have drinks with me all the time. Like, come on, man, let's get high. Let's go on the beach and drink. And we have race and see if we can run with the big belly. He's always laughing.
I ain't racing that mug. That dude, that's fast. Nah,
yeah,
man.
He's fun, man. He's fun. Cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool, man.
I still ain't get chance to hit the restaurant yet either.
He's a country boy, just like me myself, you know.
Yeah.
Country boy, you know, so he know how to live, you know.
Yeah.
Nice guy to be around, man.
Yeah, you got the restaurant there too. Tracks and Records.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Tracks,
I know.
Yeah, Tracks and Records. Yeah.
Yeah, we roll by there all the time. We never got a chance. I did want to go, but we never got a chance to go by there, man. We also had VIP at one spot, man. As a matter of fact, the spot you told us about in Jamaica, man. We had VIP in the spot with a hookah and, you know, everything was in, yes. Man. It was smoked out, but it was a vibe, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, man. 2727 lounge.
Huh?
Is it the 2727 lounge I told you about? Yeah,
I think that's it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I think that's it.
God, that's a hot spot,
man. Yeah.
It's always rocking. Locals and tourists, all mixed. It's nuts.
Yeah. It was packed that night we went.
Jam.
Yeah, it was packed that night. We had, like I said, we had
spots in Jamaica.
Yeah, we had VIP and everything, man. It was cool.
Yeah, man, it's nice, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, awesome. It was great, man. Yeah, man. Like I said, I was like, man, the days just go by so fast when you're out there. You're like, man, God, it's all, man.
Yeah, man, just tell your friends and your fans and everyone, your listeners, to come to Jamaica, man. Safe.
Yeah. Sure, man.
Tell them,
man.
That's a good word, man. It's like a gospel. I'm preaching the gospel.
I'm going to say this, too. One thing about me, I like to have a good time. So you might want to go with me to Jamaica, because I'm going to turn that thing up. That's just to be 100.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a buck with you. Yeah, I'm going to turn it up. Because we was on the boat, too. We did a boat thing on Don's Riverfall.
Experience, man.
Yeah, we did Don's Riverfall. So on the way... On the way over there, they gave us regular rum. So, you know, it was cool or whatever. But when we was coming back, they put rum in the rum. Rum punch or whatever. I got videos. I was dancing. I don't even dance. But I was dancing. I got videos of it.
Yeah, man. That's what black man does. Thing is, you see, like, outside the resort, it's a different experience.
Yeah.
Inside the resort is not the real Jamaica. But the moment you step outside that resort and you go somewhere and you sit down and you have a drink and eat some real local food, then that's a whole different ball game there, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The resorts kind of cut the Jamaican experience a bit.
Yeah.
They cut it.
Yeah. That's what I'm about, man.
The moment you step outside that resort.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
want to
go back there.
right. Like I said, I mean, the the resort cool, man, but like I said, I like to interact with the actual locals, man. I like to get the real feel
experience
of
the real Jamaica.
Yeah, I want to feel the real thing, because I don't like to feel cheated. I don't like to feel cheated, so just going out, trying the real food, and just that whole environment, man. You know, it was cool, man. I wouldn't change it, man.
Right.
Yeah.
So, right.
Because I'm always going back in my phone reminiscing over the videos and the pictures and all that stuff. Like, dang, I got to get back. So, man. But what's next, man? What you got going on next? What's coming up?
All right, basically, nothing really much more than the opportunity, you know, to move along, you know, and go to a different hotel franchise. So, so I'm going to try them out, see what's going on, put my experience on the table, see what they have to offer, and do my thing, you know, see what's going on.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that. Sure,
so,
man.
So, how about you? How are you doing?
Man, just day at a time, man, just trying to make some noise, you know, trying to grow my brand and, you know, trying to you know, be a entrepreneur. You know, that's my goal. That's what I want to do. I don't want to work for nobody. So hopefully I can, you know, try to create some businesses and bring a business to Jamaica one day, you know, and create opportunities for people in Jamaica.
Man.
As well as you.
Do it, brother. Do it.
Yeah, man. So that's one, man. I'm all about helping people, man.
And, I know.
Yeah.
I know, man.
For sure.
You got a big heart, man.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
man.
I'm telling you. And for the band, Terrence, personally, awesome guy, man.
I appreciate that.
He's generous. Very, very generous. He's a giver.
For sure. I'm working on another back-to-school drive for my hometown right now. So, man, that's just something I like doing, man. It make you feel good. You know, I'm like, you know, if I'm able to do it, I'd like to try to do it. You know?
Yeah,
man, so.
Yes, and funniest thing, people always ask me, who are the worst set of stories you ever worked for?
Yeah.
People always ask me. And the first thing I say, is it the Black Americans? I'm like, no, man, you're so racist. No. the worst set of stories I ever worked for in my life were Indians. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Man.
Indians.
Man. Crazy.
Man, they are rude, straight up disgusting.
Man,
they're rude, man. They treat you like crap.
Really?
Idiots. They don't respect nobody. They talk to you anyhow. They throw things at you. They don't care.
Who?
They show no respect.
Who that again?
Indians. Oh my God.
Oh.
When I see them, I actually run. Like, oh no, I'm not coming near you.
They throw stuff at you.
Man. They got no respect, man. Indians are the worst set of tourists.
Oh, no. Man.
I hate dealing with them.
Man,
I see them, man, and they're like, oh, you're going to take care of them, I just send you some sick days.
Hey, man, respect the people that's assisting you, man. That's what we got to do, man. We got to respect, man.
They have no respect for people, man.
Yeah. Well, man,
and they're cheap, too. Very cheap people.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the first day... The first day we met, Glaister, man, it was all love at that point. You know, it was all respect at that point. So,
no remorse.
For sure, man. And I'm glad we stayed in contact. You know, we stayed in contact this long, man. Like I said, he made me look like a superstar. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You made me look like a winner.
you're very nice. You're a nice man.
I appreciate it, man.
Eating around the bush here.
I appreciate it, man. That's the goal, man.
And people always ask me, like, what is it like working for Russians? Like, Russians, they can be rude, but they're very generous, too. They're
really?
Givers. If they like you and they see you working hard, they will give you something.
Yeah, yeah.
Russians are tippers. I can tell.
Gotcha.
But Americans, they top the list, though.
Got it. Yeah.
Americans are normally generous people, you know. Tippers,
hey,
you know. People always ask me.
Let's be honest.
Like doing this work in that, I tell them the truth.
I mean, all you can do is keep it 100. Yeah. For sure, man. But Glaister, man, we're going to wrap it up, man. We got to do a part two later, man. You got to do a part two.
I'm going to get some stuff going now, play some video game, and chill until tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, I'm back on the hustle again, man. You
I gotta get ready to spend time with Boss Lady.
Yeah, man.
Gotta get ready to spend time with Boss Lady, man. You know how that go.
So shout out to everyone, all Terrence fans, the listeners. Big up. I say big up and respect, man.
Respect, man.
Yeah, man.
Listen, man. Yeah, man. Thank you for taking time to be on, man. You know, I wanted to go abroad for a moment, go to Jamaica and talk to my guy Glaister, man, and he delivered, man. Yeah, so man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, man. And all the fans and listeners, if you want to reach out to me, hit me up. Just reach out to Terrence and we all link up, you know.
Yeah.
So whenever you're in Jamaica, we link up. I will introduce all the nice spots and everything, man.
Yeah, he'll do that.
And places to go and where not to go.
Yeah, he'll definitely do that. He'll tell you where to go and where not to go. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You need to get to Glaister. Reach out to me and I'll get you to Glaister. We'll do it like that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Definitely, brother. Definitely, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And respect for everyone, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Yeah, Glaister, man. Thank you again, man, for being on the
Terrence.
Show, man.
Yeah, man. It's always a blessing. You're welcome, man. Anytime, man. Anytime, brother. Your family. I told you already.
Oh, for sure. Respect. But, yeah. I'm gonna hit you up. I'm gonna hit you up tomorrow, actually.
No problem, man. No problem, brother.
All right, brother.
Yeah, man. Take care.
You too, man.
Peace out.
All right. Yeah. This TNT Sports Podcast, episode number 136. Good morning.